it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got a lot to get through on this Friday with this two-minute drill. A lot of games that we have not mentioned so far in the show. And we'll find out where the room is at. That's the part that everyone's been waiting for. Where is the room? Has the room had a winning anything since football started with college? I don't ever remember even saying, oh, the room was okay. They got a couple of wins. It's been zero wins or maybe one out of every five.
Paul's got it. What's the numbers, Paul?
I think 1-4 is the ceiling, and that's including like last night as well. It's yeah. I don't have a 2-3 written down.
Yeah, that's how bad it's been. I don't see a 4-1 coming. Not based on what we've
had.
Seen, so we'll get
Scotty
to
and Providence.
Remember for this week.
Scotty in Providence came out a couple weeks ago. He listens to Best Bets all the time. And he asked us, mm-hmm. Is fading the room a long-term solution? Is it a long-term thing that we can do? And I believe I said, over the long haul, yes. Be careful with just one weekend. Because if you come in, like say we come in this weekend and the room goes 3-2 or 4-1, the room will still be well down. Like very much down. The room is probably out of money, Paul. That's the problem. Like the room is probably already dead. So the room in week one, week two could look different in week eight. But I over the long haul, over 1,000 games, the room stinks 100%.
I have a small stat correction. Monday Night Football, the room did go 3-2 for a grand total of 0.2 units. So
okay, because they're laying juice. Yeah.
Other than that, 1-4, 0-5, 1-4, 0-5. College sides, NFL sides, NFL props. Yes.
And it's not looking great this week. You know what the room is, Joe?
Yeah.
The room is giving blood right now to get more money for the weekend.
No, the room is getting blood. The room is getting a blood transfusion right now to come back to life. All right.
They might not have any blood to give, Sam.
Right. 2-minute drill.
Let's do the 2-minute drill.
All right. Speaking of hospitals and stuff, Brock Purdy and not going to be out there for a couple weeks. San Francisco at New Orleans. Still looks like we're sitting at San Francisco -3 in New Orleans. No, this was thrown out as like a survivor play or perhaps a contest play at -3. Sam, where you at as we head into the weekend?
I sent Mac Jones no matter what to both of my Survivor threads. Nobody wanted any part of it, so I did not. I did not persuade anybody to do Niners in Survivor. I think McCaffrey's going to have a huge game. I'm thinking about laying 3. I haven't done. Everybody keeps saying don't do it, which Joe knows. That means I want to do it even more because I'm sick. It's Niners at 3 or pass. I'm not taking 3 with the Saints. I would need so much more than 3 to bet on that god-awful football team.
At about the same time yesterday in our post-show meeting, both myself and Paul were getting texts from different people asking, Saints and Survivor? No. You don't have to use this. You can win the pool. And you don't have to use the 5 to 10 worst teams in the NFL. That's how Survivor is. There's no reason to go that route. San Francisco -3, I understand where you're coming from. I'm not going to be betting it. It's just so much. And now it's Mac Jones. It's not only a Mac Jones conversation. It's Ayuk is still out. Now the quarterback is still out. Now Kittle's out. Okay, Juwan Jennings, he did not practice on Thursday. Trent Williams did not practice. There's just so much going on with this San Francisco team. If I'm going to use them in Survivor, I'm going to use them when they're more healthy, which I don't know if that's going to happen. And do I want to lay 3? Not really. Here's the Trent Williams numbers. When Trent Williams is on the field with San Francisco, they have a record of 44-25. Without Trent Williams, they are 4-12 straight up. I'm just staying away. But some respected people along with you, Sam, they're going to lay the three. They think it's so cheap on San Francisco and the Saints are so bad.
Luckily, that person who I got a text from saw the light on his own and is not taking the Saints in Survivor. Carolina, Arizona. Joe, I know you've got strong thoughts on this one. Carolina, I believe, still catching 7.
Yeah, they are. I think we're going too far. And I don't like the way that Kyler's played at home throughout his career. He's actually been better on the road. I was more than unimpressed with their team in New Orleans. They were outgained by the Saints. And now they're going home, and we think things are going to get better because they're playing Carolina. Yeah, Carolina may be awful, but here's another 7-point spread. So they're a touchdown favorite on the road. Now they're a touchdown at New Orleans. Now they're a touchdown favorite at home against Carolina. I'm not buying it. This line's going too far. Sure, Bryce Young was bad. So we're convinced that means he's going to have a bad first half until he gets benched again and he comes back at the end of the year when it's kind of meaningless football and he plays well like last year. Like, no, it doesn't work that way. 7 is too much. I'm probably going to be taking the Panthers here at the number of 7 and 7 only. And there are a few 7s that have popped.
There are more 7s than there were yesterday. Pinnacle, Circa, mm-hmm. Superbook, Bet Online. I think BetMGM has a very good chance to get to 7. That's a juiced 6.5, -115. So we are probably on the way. If you have 6.5, you should probably wait. Because when you see Pinnacle go to 7, odds are good people will follow.
All right. Divisional matchup, Cleveland at Baltimore. Cleveland, a double-digit dog, +11.5, total of 45. Will the Ravens' fourth quarter defense leave the back door open, Joe?
I'll be honest. Sometimes there are games in the card where I just don't have much on it. I don't care for the number, and I'm not going to be playing the game. And this is kind of that game. Yeah, I'll have them in my small survivor pools that have less than 200 people alive. I will be taking the Baltimore Ravens because they're going to win coming off that brutal loss against the Bills. I don't see them starting 0-2, and life will be a lot easier because you're not facing Josh Allen and the Bills. One thing that certainly stands out to me, Browns safety Grant Delpit on tackling Derrick Henry, quote, not hard, end quote. Henry responds, I saw that. We'll see. One of the biggest cash props out there has been longest rush for Derrick Henry. That quote alone makes me think that prop's going to probably continue cashing.
I took Cleveland because Paul talked me into it. So in our Chicago contest where we pick 5, I do have Browns +11.5 in there. Paul, you like it, right?
Yeah, I'm on it. Flacco. I think... Again, with that defense, I just think that's a lot for this defense. And, yeah, I think the Ravens keep they're very susceptible late. They do not kill teams in general. So, yeah, I'm on the Browns +11.5.
I feel like we got to get to 14. If we can get to 14, I like our chances.
Yeah. All right. Next divisional matchup, Buffalo at the Jets. Sam, you mentioned this one earlier about a Buffalo defensive line injury at Oliver. Where are we at on this game? Any plays? Sam, we'll start with you.
I don't have a side bet. I do not. But the 108 guys and I did put Buffalo in Survivor. So they are not scared of this emotional letdown. I think the Jets overachieved last week. And I thought the Bills played to their level. Actually, the Bills probably for 3 quarters played below their level. So in some weird way, Buffalo didn't play its A game and still won. The Jets played probably a B-plus game. I don't think they're B-plus good, though. So I see the theory. I see the logic. They went Buffalo, and I just said, yep, let's do it, ship it. So we need Buffalo to win. I'm not getting involved side or total.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did they take it because GRP's first bet was Jets plus +7?
I don't think so.
Okay. This game scares me. Sharper money on the Jets all week. That's crazy. Because wasn't this the team that almost bankrupt Beefloaf? Just betting the Jets when they were god-awful game after game after game. I'm worried about it. And, you know, it's your traditional stuff. It's the big home dog in the division. It's, look, there's got to be some sort of a letdown, right? After a 15-point comeback in the final 4 minutes for the Bills, I think a lot of people are looking at it. Game theory-wise, I like what the idea behind it, because I don't think anybody's going to be on the Bills. It's going to be the Ravens or a number of these other games that are sitting in this 5 to 6 point range. I don't have a bet on the game. It's notable that there's sharp money on the Jets. People are buying into Justin Fields.
Good luck. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. One game that has not been talked about all weekend. Will the Broncos ruin the Colts Sunday? -1.5 point favorites in Indy, Sam.
I really want to bet the Colts here. This is going to be your pros against your Joes, no doubt. I did not get there. But this was on my short list, Colts +2. I see one book has 2.5. You got a lot of respected Vegas books at 1. BetMGM's kind of in the middle, splitting the difference, -1.5. How many people are going to bet Indy here, Joe? Not many. You line up 10 people, you're going to see 7 on Denver. I would not be surprised at all if Indianapolis won and somehow Daniel Jones became 2-0 as an NFL starter.
I want nothing to do with this game. It's like one of those games where you look at it and you're like, I could see either thing happening. My reason that I will not back the Colts is, part of it is I'm thinking, okay, was Daniel Jones, was that more about the matchup last week? Because if it was, he's in a world of trouble with this Broncos defense, with the pressure that they're going to bring. Yeah, it wasn't like that with Miami. So I'm scared off by it. If anything, I would look to the Denver side, but there are other games that I have stronger opinions on. I will not have a bet in this game.
I had Denver written down, but Sam, honestly, the theory you laid out, like who is betting the Colts here, is probably going to keep me away from it because it's just nobody. All right, Monday Night Football, throw both of them out to you at once. If strong thoughts on either or both, can put them together. Tampa at Houston, Tampa 2.5 road dog, total 42.5. Chargers in Vegas, Chargers a 3.5 road favorite, total 46.5.
I did bet the Raiders +3.5. Got there, no problem. I'm a Geno guy this year. I'm a Pete Carroll guy. I think they're going to hang around there. If Harbaugh beats me by 4, so be it. But I do think the Raiders are live. And then the sharpest guy that I know loves Houston. He laid 2 on the Texans. I, for some reason, have not tailed that. I don't know why. He loves Houston in this spot. He thinks they're going to be just fine. He laid 2. That's now 2.5.
I don't mind that. I understand that. I am very curious with both of these matchups. On the Bucs one, I want to see how Baker does without Liam Cohen against a tough defense on the road. Let's see what they end up doing there. Yeah, sure, you could take out Atlanta in a comeback, and maybe you shouldn't have won that game, but Baker did enough. As far as between the 20s, not so much throughout the game, but in the biggest moments, he ends up with 3 touchdown passes there. So I'm curious about Houston's offense. That'd be my concern with laying points with them. And then Chargers-Raiders, I want to see if Geno can do it again with Chip Kelly. That has the potential to be a very fun team to watch this year. Not sure I'll have a bet on that game.
All right. We'll do Where's the Room and Lightning Bet since we're up against it. But a little teaser for you. Number 5, most bet team by the room in the NFL. Broncos, -1.5.
So they are.
Number one, most bet team in college, because the others are more interesting. Shout out Jeff Schwartz, Oregon, -28.
Let's go. Let's go, Wildcats. Meow. Where's Willie? Did you steal Willie?
That's not a good enough meow. It's not a, it's gotta, you gotta do it from the diaphragm. It's gotta be a meow. That's how you do it. You gotta hit it from down there.
You hit it?
No. No.
Under or Northwestern?
I like under 49. I did bet that.
Yeah.
I just wish – I've used this joke now a couple times this week on different shows. If Fitz was there, the grass would be 2 feet long. That's the only thing that I don't – like, they wouldn't cut the grass for weeks when Ohio State was rolling in. If Fitz was there, it looked like a swamp. But they don't do that anymore, unfortunately.
They don't? They
don't do a lot of things.
No. Worried about getting in trouble? Yeah. Stop.
A lot of things have changed in Evanston.
Really?
For sure.
Like what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder.
Don't know.
Fitz didn't know. He didn't know. He had no idea anything was happening. Nope. The way he runs that program, no idea. It was hands off.
I have a lot of Fitz stories. Unfortunately, we're out of time.
Oh, damn. We do have time for lightning bets. We'll find out where the room is at in the NFL. You got to see about the dogs, too. The most popular dogs, most popular money line plays. It's hilarious. That's next. Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.